We're on the telephone with Ed Griman, who is a cattle producer from Garner, Iowa, and the president of the Iowa Cattlemen's Association. And Ed, I understand you also headed up a task force for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association regarding CME live futures contracts. So tell me about that and what you've come up with.
Well, actually, the task force, what it has to do with that I'm working on, really is working on the lack of cash trade or the shrinking cash trade in the United States or in the nation. And so what this working group has spent a lot of time on that. We're doing some research. It'll be an ongoing group that'll be looking at why is the cash trade shrinking? What is it doing to the market? Well, of course, because you've got a bunch of marketers or guys that are selling cattle every week, on a task force like that. So this group, of course, is always talking about the CME. And what really this came from was in Tampa, Texas, Kansas, and Iowa all came with policy that was pretty much alike. So we combined it. And what it had to do with is that we would like for the CME in the delivery process of cattle against a live contract to accept heifers and also increase the weights that can be delivered. We have sent some people from the National Cattlemen's to represent us to the CME. I was not one of them. Actually, Todd Schroeder is our chairman of Live Cattle Market, and he went out to the CME a couple times in Chicago. We've made comments and have had a lot of conference calls with them, and we'll see what happens here. But I think we sent them some pretty good comments that make a lot of sense as to why we need a larger deliverable supply against the futures market. Because all we're really after is convergence. We want to make sure that the futures market reflects the cash.
Okay, and talk about, I noted here in the news release that says that Iowa is the highest price discovery state, but there is a shrinking cash trade there?
Yeah, there is. You know, a couple of years ago, we would have been 90% of the cattle traded on a weekly basis would have been on the cash market. We have shrunk down to 70%. Nothing really alarming for the state of Iowa. The concerns have been around for a bit. We see times when in the South, in Kansas and Texas, they shrink down to 15%, maybe even 10% on some weeks. We always thought it was just maybe an issue for the South, but Nebraska is now under 50%, and they've been slipping awfully quickly, like about 15% a year. And so the National Cattlemen's Live Cattle Marketing Committee just felt like we need to take a look at this. We need to better understand why this is happening and also understand what is this going to do to the cash market. And there's no doubt that it's adding more volatility.
Okay, so the changes you're proposing then wouldn't necessarily stop that trend, but what would it do?
No, it would not stop that trend. And really, the changes that we're asking for the CME just increases the deliverable supply of cattle against the contract. And when we get into the contract months, for instance, we're in like April right now. If for some reason the futures market was $2 to $3 higher than the cash market is going to trade this week, you would see cattle want to deliver against the contract. It would then bring the two together. And that's what we need as hedgers. We need those two to reflect each other so that our basis is appropriate.
So really what you're trying to do is just help cattlemen get a clearer picture of the cattle markets.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Yep.
And what do you think the chances are? I mean, is CME listening to you?
Oh, yeah. They've been awfully good to work with. They actually were in Tampa. They were at the Live Cattle Marketing Committee, so they listened to us there. They knew what our resolution was. After that, they set up conference calls with all the different states. So, like, for instance, Iowa had a chance to sit down for them for about an hour on a conference call and give them our thoughts, why we feel like we need to add heifers and increase the weights. We sent them a lot of facts, too, on the comments that we made. And I think they'll listen to us. I think they look to the National Cattlemen's Association as a group of good thinkers. We understand we've got to protect both the longs and the shorts. And so we look at that whole market. And, you know, I mentioned in there that there's some people that get frustrated with the speculators, and the speculators are very, very necessary to the market. They add volume. That way, at any point in time, when I want to be short, there's always a long out there, and so we need them. But we just got to understand there's more volatility in the market. People need to understand that there's some risk, but by having a deliverable contract, we always know that both cash and futures will come together.